Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
The question is, can Netflix crash because of quarantine and increased traffic? Amy?
Yeah. No. I don't want to put yes out into the universe.
The answer is yes. The company has already reduced streaming in Europe, so don't be surprised they say if it happens in the U.S. soon, too. So it's all about streaming
quality. What
does
that mean?
Well, they're going to reduce how good it looks. You're just going to be watching black and white, and it's going to be low def. It's like fuzz, squares.
I don't care. They can reduce the quality. I don't care. It's fine.
I was reading a story, too, about you actually have significantly good things to look forward to as you get older. What sucks is on my phone, I start to get these stories about this fed to me. Because, you know, these are all stories that they think you want to read about. And it used to be like, here's a hot chick. Or it used to be like, here's a sports score. Now it's like, hey, we know you're getting older. Here's some things you can look forward to. But I did click it, which means they're going to send me more of them. But are you ready for this, Amy?
Ready.
As people get older, their emotions become more stable. Older people also find it easier to resist temptations. And people actually get nicer as they get older.
I'm finding that as I age, my emotions are more unstable.
Why do you think that is?
That's hormones. It's not emotions. Oh. It's hormones. That's why. Well, they're so unpredictable.
You're more than ever? For you?
More than ever. It's so crazy. And I'm thankful that I'm aware of it so I can kind of breathe through it. But I feel free to talk about it, and everybody in my life is aware of it. So, you know, I even talk to y'all about it. It's just one of those things where I don't know what is happening, but they're all over the place. I mean, I know what's happening. It's what happens with women and age.
Menopause?
Yeah, but I'm not there yet. I'm having early menopause symptoms.
Sometimes I feel like I'm having menopause though too. Is that possible?
You don't have female organs, so
know.
No.
I don't. Are you sure about that? No.
I don't think it's possible. I think you need like a uterus and some ovaries or something.
Yeah, I'll come back to that. Have you seen that I haven't? One other story. Someone in Atlanta stole a truckload of Jack Daniels. As many search for toilet wipes, Lysol wipes, and other necessities, one thief targeted a truckload of liquor. Atlanta police are searching for a suspect they say stole a trailer full of Jack Daniels in southeast Atlanta last week. A driver working for a Tennessee-based trucking company dropped off the shipment, and then according to the report, it was stolen. An employee there told the police he checked the trailer out of the yard. Are you sure that's not an inside job? I'm just saying. And how do you drive a truck unless, especially if it isn't, if it has Jack Daniels written on it, it's hard to get away with that, right?
Yeah.
I don't know that it did have Jack Daniels. That's crazy. Have you been buying alcohol?
No.
At all? Have you been drinking wine?
No, I haven't. We haven't really. I kind of proud of myself for that, actually. But I am a member of a wine club, so I have 6 bottles delivered to my house every month.
Oh, yeah.
Lucky.
So I don't have to buy any, but even with that, they're just stockpiling up. I almost think I need to freeze my membership because we're just not drinking them.
Well, I'm a member of a country club. Country music is what I love. I got an old Ford pickup truck, you know? I do my drinking from a Dixie cup. Yeah, I'm a bona fide dancing fool. I play a mean game of pool. It's hard to sing this song with you guys because we're all on a slight delay. I know Eddie wants to jump in. But he'll be
so bad.
But he'll be off a little bit. So I'll stop there. That's it. You can check out the newest episode of my game show, Super Easy Trivia, and pretty fun. I think that this game show ends up getting bought by a TV network. I'll be honest with you.
And people play it through Zoom, even on the TV show?
I don't know. I just started doing it for fun. I thought it'd be a fun game, but I'm telling you, I felt like 3 networks reach out and be like, tell me everything. Because I also do it in a funny way, too. Maybe I don't sell it. Maybe I don't. Maybe I just keep it and do it. Keep it for the love of the game, you know?
That's right.
What? What are you laughing at, Eddie?
I keep it for the love of the game.
Love of the game. Like
Well, hey, but can't you just keep it and make all the money yourself? Like, what would be the point of selling it to someone?
I'm making no money off this game. I'm losing $100 every game.
Right, but that's true because that's your own money. But what is the point of selling it to someone? Because then they start trying to make money and then they give you something. Well, I don't get
they
it.
They pay you for the idea.
Yeah. And then they sell commercials and it makes the, and the show makes money.
It's like this show. Eddie, do you understand what
we
do?
And then you get exposure.
Eddie, do you know people?
And then... And then people are like, oh, wow, look at Bobby being a game show host. We should have him host this game, too, or this show, or this, or that.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I just thought, I mean, it's doing good now. So a lot of people are watching it, right?
Yeah. I mean, I get, I mean, relatively speaking.
Yeah. I mean, I watch it. I like it.
I think two episodes are about 1 million views all in.
That's great.
So who knows? I'm going to be a part of that Disney show, but I don't think I'm going to sing on it now. I think I'm just going to be a host. It got elevated real quick, and they started getting like super huge stars on it. That are the voices in like Disney movies, like Will Smith. I don't know if Will Smith's doing it still, but it was like, you know what? I should find the. I hope everybody. Well,
what
watches
about the video you posted?
Oh, we were just messing around. Like,
oh, that wasn't official.
No. Once they got Christina Aguilera, who sang the song on Mulan for real, and they got people like. I hope I'm not speaking out of turn here. it scares me a little bit to sing.
Well, then just say once they got some big names.
Usually when you're saying something really good, it's like you're probably not supposed to say it.
Yeah, it's probably not supposed to say it. Okay, here's today's show. Hope you enjoy Friday's show. We'll see you guys on Monday. On Monday's show, Barbara Corcoran Monday show from Shark Tank?
Yep.
So you hear today's show, but know that. That's happening on Monday. Also on Monday,
Adam
Hambrick will be on. Jake Owen next week. Yes, Amy. You got Kip Moore coming up in a second. Yeah.
Also, tomorrow is Saturday, so I have episode 2 of Outweigh on my podcast, which is 4 Things with Amy Brown. And so it's only a 4-episode series, so tomorrow will be episode 2.
All right.
On eating disorders and stuff.
Have a great weekend. Enjoy the show you're about to hear, and we'll see you guys Monday. Bye, everybody.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones. Transmitting across America. Turn it up.
Let's go! Welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Morning.
Well, why don't we start and see what's happening in everybody's life here on Friday. What's the haps? Hey.
Hey, what's the haps?
I'll give you guys an update on my dog. So he kept having to go back, and they said, hey, we can't do surgery on him because we're only doing animals that are almost dying. Well, his face kept swelling and swelling and swelling. I was like, hey, let me get him in, please. So finally, they did surgery on him last night. And he came home. They found an infection in his cheek. Something had cut his cheek, and it was infected, and it kept. So there was nothing in it. I didn't know if he got bit by a snake. I didn't know if he was eating something, a food got lodged in his cheek. There was an infection in his cheek. It kept swelling. They kept him overnight. I think he's probably back or will be able to be picked up during the show or right after the show. But he's going to be fine. Just it being a cone again. This is his, by the way, 7th surgery. Thank you very much.
Oh, my gosh.
And let me tell you, not cheap. And I knew when I took him, he had issues. That's why I took him, because he had a lot of issues. And I was like, if someone can give him love and can afford to take care of him, that's me. And I did it, and holy crap, afford being the big word. But love him, whatever it takes. The end. 7 surgery down. He should be on the mend. That's what's happening with me. Hey.
Hey, what's the haps?
Amy?
My son loves attention from girls. He loves giving attention to girls. And ever since coronavirus and he's been out of school, he hasn't been able to do that. But he got some attention from a girl on a walk that was across the street from us, and he was eating it up. So we were on a family walk. Stevenson was ahead of us on his scooter, and a girl about his age across the street waved at our family, but then looked at Stevenson and blew him a kiss from across the street.
Nice.
And that, I was like, wow, that's social distancing and 9-year-old flirting at its finest.
Dang, 9-year-olds flirt with each other like that?
I don't know. I mean, I appreciated it. It helped Stevenson fill that void he has right now.
All right, let's go over to the lunchbox. Hey.
Hey, what's the hat?
Lunch.
I don't know if it's a side effect of coronavirus or quarantine, but I have an online shopping problem now because I am bored at home. So I am just scrolling through the internet. I have bought a pool, a slide, shoes. I bought plants, a swing, personalized golf balls. I'm just buying crap to buy crap because I am bored at my house.
What does your wife say about that?
She doesn't know I'm buying all this. Oh, it's going to start showing up in the next few days.
That's
funny.
And
she's going to be like, why do you have personalized golf balls? Why did you buy an above-ground pool? Why did you buy a slide? I mean, I bought all this stuff.
How do you buy an above-ground pool from the internet? Is it just a blow-up pool?
Yeah. Okay. It's just a blow-up pool that you can put in your backyard and lounge in.
Okay, okay. Oh, let us know how that goes. All right. Hey, over to Eddie.
Hey, what's the hat?
Yeah, I'm with Lunchbox. It must be Corona or something because I did something I haven't done probably since college yesterday. My wife and I, we were like, let's do a movie night. You know, put all the kids to bed. And it was probably about 10 o'clock. We're watching a movie, an old movie. And they're like, I'm craving pizza. So we called Pizza Hut and we ordered a big box, two medium pizzas, chicken wings, and breadsticks. And we ate it in bed. And we're like, what is happening right now? This is crazy. I don't know why we did it, but it was awesome.
There is no bad time for Pizza Hut, by the way, quarantine or not.
Thank you. Thank you.
And when you talk about it, it makes me want pizza, quarantine or not. And I do owe myself a good meal this weekend because I've been on it. I've had a good week, Amy, of eating well. You'd be proud of me.
Good.
People ask me what I'm doing. By the way, not to take away from your story, Eddie.
That's okay. I got you.
Good for you.
Thank you.
But people are hitting me up like, hey, what are you? Because I think you got two choices whenever your situation feels abnormal. You get better or you get worse. And I've invested some of my time making sure I'm physically more fit. Even if I get sick, I want to try to be able to bounce back from it quicker. Every day, 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, 100 curls, 100 triceps, 30-minute bike ride. Every day. That's what I've been doing. And that way, if I do it every day, I get a pizza at the end of the week. And I think Eddie just talked me into it. Boom.
Yes.
Thank you, Eddie. All right, there you go. Hey, that's What's the Haps.
Hey, What's the Haps?
Nice. You know, I was talking to Raymundo, who sits in a glass room and does all the levels and controls all our microphones. And they're able to watch the store and know when toilet paper's coming. Raymundo, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, so along the interstate, there's a Walmart, and you got to have binoculars to see it. So we made the purchase, me and my fiance. And so now we go to the window, get the binoculars out, and you can look at people with their shopping carts. All you do is look for white, and then you can tell that they have toilet paper. And then I'm like, sweetie, let's go. Get in the car. Let's go get some toilet paper. And we've done it now once, and we hurry then to Walmart. We're able to get there in a couple minutes, and boom. That's how we know if there's toilet paper or not. Instead of just calling ahead, that's a surefire way to do it.
You're binocularing other people's carts.
Yet we are absolutely stalking them in the parking lot, seeing if they have TP.
What do they say when you call and say, hey, do you guys have any toilet paper?
Oh, I've heard that we're going to get a shipment tomorrow. Other than that, well, what time do you think are you going to get a shipment? Oh, they don't even tell us that, sir. We would never release that. So they never give us good answers at all. So we decided that was pointless to do that.
And how's quarantine going for you and Bay?
She's been staying at home, so fiance has cabin fever. I'm able to get out and about and go to work. So for me, it's really business as usual. She's picked up some more shows she's binging, but with Zoom and stuff like that, she's honestly still with all her coworkers, just not in the office. So she's still doing her job and still getting paid.
She watching anything good that you want to recommend for us?
She's finishing Ozark. She started a new Housewives series, but yeah, we need to get on season 3 of Ozark. So we're a little behind on that one.
Yeah, I'm on season 2 as well. So, all right, Raymundo, thanks for the update, and all of our listeners can go and buy some binoculars and stare at people in the parking lot.
There you Weird. Go.
I do see that Dr. Fauci said that we should never shake hands again, and I'm going to play the clip in a second, but I have never been more in love with a man in my life. I'm just going to tell you right now, when he said this, we're at risk of me getting turned on as he plays this clip. I'm just letting everybody know, okay? Just telling you right now. Because I've been so anti-handshaking for 15 years. There is no reason for us to take the grossest parts of our body and push them to the grossest parts of another person's body. I'm going to take a breath, and here's Dr. Fauci.
Don't anybody ever shake hands again. I mean, it sounds crazy, but that's the way it's really got to be until we get to a point where we know that the population is protected.
I would cut off the end of that clip that goes, until we get to a point, and I would just play that all day long. Like, don't ever shake hands again. Dr. Fauci, by the way, is the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, one of the leading experts in the fight against COVID-19 in the U.S., also was instrumental in the fight against HIV, too. I was watching an old clip of George H.W. Bush. He was asked in a debate who his hero was. This is like in the 88, and he goes, Dr. Fauci is my hero. He said, you may not know who he is, but Dr. Fauci, who's out there, is my hero. And I was like, that's so crazy and so cool that this guy has been a leader for so long. Isn't that crazy, Amy?
That is crazy. Oh, man, we don't have a clip of that?
No, because I just thought of it in my head. I just watched so much stuff.
Oh, okay.
I bet we can find one for later.
Okay, yeah, I would love to hear that. That's amazing.
Dr. Fauci also says that schools should be able to open in the fall. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and the face of the White House's coronavirus response, predicted that the U.S. will be able to open its schools in the fall thanks to the expected progress by then in disease mitigation measures for coronavirus. He made the comments in response to a reporter. He said, quote, you know, it's unpredictable, but you can get a feel for it if we start talking about where the curve goes down. You know, let me shout out the American people for a second, because for the most part, and I think everyone's amazed, the news is amazed, the president, the Dr. Fauci and his team, this show, we're all amazed at how most people listened when it came to social distancing. And when they put out these models, they expected 50% of people not even to look at it, not even to hear it, not to do it whatsoever. And over 50% of people did. And I think that's a nice little number there. And that's why the death predictions keep going down, because people are actually listening to the social distancing. What do you think about that, Amy?
I think that's awesome. I think it's great. I hope that if we ever have to do this again, people will remember, oh yeah, like they won't think, I want them to remember, okay, this is, we did this and this is why it happened. I don't want them to think, oh, well, the death numbers weren't as bad as they said they were going to be, so we don't need to do what they say. They don't know what they're talking about. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And
does that make sense?
If it goes down and people are like, oh, that wasn't as bad. No, that means it worked.
Exactly.
That's how you should look at it. Yes.
The knuckleheads that think, oh, there they were getting us all nervous again for, and obviously not no reason, but if it's never as bad, they'll think that we overreacted.
And that's what you want. You want to always feel like you overreacted for the health of the citizens. So anyway, right. Fauci shout out. Here is your Tiger King. Are you ready for this, Amy?
Ready.
Headline of the day. Here we go.
And now the Tiger King headline of the day.
Maybe you saw this.
Nice touch.
At a White House press conference, a reporter asked President Donald Trump a pop culture infused question. He says, what are your thoughts on pardoning the Tiger King star? Here's a clip.
You think he didn't do it? Are you on his side?
Are you
recommending
sides,
a pardon?
No, I'm not advocating anything.
As a reporter, you're not allowed to do that. You'd be criticized by these. Would you recommend a pardon?
I'm not weighing in on Tiger King.
I don't think you would. I don't think you would. Go ahead. You have a question? I'll take a look.
And he said, who said that? Because he said, your son was joking about it on Twitter. Who said that? Don? It says something Don would talk about. Don Jr. It's a pretty funny clip. So it's a weird place to be talking about Tiger King whenever you're talking about people dying during coronavirus. But I did think it was a nice little moment of lightheartedness. Also thought it was kind of weird that Trump didn't even know what it was. Because he's a TV-watching president.
I agree, but I feel like in the last month or so, anybody that's involved in all this, they don't have time for anything.
Yeah, true. All right, here, play me out, Raymundo.
That was the Tiger King headline of the day.
You want another one, Amy?
Yeah.
All right, play me in, Raymundo.
And now the Tiger King headline of the day.
Carol Baskin will not be in the Tiger King reunion show. We've been talking about how there's one more episode coming to Netflix. The upcoming episode of Tiger King will allegedly be a reunion special. According to Dylan, Joe Exotic's husband, the new one will be a sort of a reunion. Carol Baskin won't appear, neither will Dylan. She said she wasn't even approached, since she's not exactly pleased with their portrayal of her. The article writer says they're not shocked. With Joe in jail, it's not clear who'll be on it. Jeff Lowe? And that's about it. It's basically just Jeff Lowe looking at the camera. So she's got to be weirded out, because they come to her and go, hey, we're going to do this whole documentary on Joe Exotic, who's in jail, and you're going to be the other side of the documentary. She's going to be like, oh, this is going to be great. Then all of a sudden, they're investigating her for murder again. Are they opening up cold cases to find out what happened with her dead husband? So there you go. That's your Tiger King headline of the day. Play me out, Raymundo.
That was the Tiger King headline of the day.
I have one more. You want it, Amy?
Sure.
Raymundo, play me in.
And now, the Tiger King headline of the day.
Tiger King is getting a definitive sequel, and Joe Exotic will be a part of it. Investigation Discovery, the network, is doing a follow-up Investigating the strange world of Joe Exotic will answer questions unanswered by the Netflix docuseries. The new show documentary promises exclusive, never-before-seen footage about Joe, and they'll take a closer look and see if Carol Baskin has anything to do with the disappearance of her husband. All right, there you go. Play me out, Raymundo.
That was the Tiger King headline of the day.
We got 3-1 there.
Is there another one?
Nah, there are no more. I thought it was funny just to keep going in and out of it, though. Okay. Just quickly around the room with everybody who's seen Tiger King, do you think in your heart of hearts, if you had to bet on it, you think Carol Baskin fed her husband to the tigers? Let's go around the room, Amy.
That's different than asking if she killed her husband, right?
Okay, fine. Do you think
because
Carol,
she could have killed him and buried him in the cement?
Fair. Do you think Carol Baskin killed her husband, Amy?
Oh, I think there's a strong possibility.
Amy, you have to pick yes or no, or you get killed. Yeah, new wrinkle in
the
game.
Okay, well, since I don't know for sure, I have a hard time saying yes out loud like this, so I'll say no.
I'm going to say no, too. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I think that I'm going to say no. No for me, no for Amy. Let's go to our fact checker, our head writer, Mike D. Mike D., do you think she killed her husband?
I think she did.
Wow, okay.
It's just strange that he disappeared, all the evidence around it, and she just acted very weird when questioned about it.
All right. Let's go over to Eddie. Eddie?
Bones, I'd be a good juror because I haven't seen the documentary.
Oh, you haven't watched Tiger King?
I have
not. We talk about it every day and you haven't watched it?
Correct, but can I guess just from what you guys say every day?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, definitely. She's killed.
This is America, why not? Yeah, let's make uninformed, dumb assumptions. Lunchbox?
Oh, 100% she killed him. The comments she made like about, oh, if you want a tiger to eat a human, you put sardine oil all over the body. And then also on the will and testament.
On the shoes.
Yeah, she said, if he dies or disappears, I mean, that tells me she got rid of him.
Okay, there you go. Eddie, you should watch it, though, just so you can be up to everything we're talking about.
Yeah, I know, and I'm interested. My wife just doesn't want to watch it with me, so now I have to find that time to watch it on my own, which is just non-existent.
It's hard,
right now.
Yeah. It's hard.
You come over to the house and just watch TV. Just come over, go into a room, catch up on your shows.
I never even see you guys. Just walk into that room.
Hey, you're still coming over like today or tomorrow to do the basketball goal, right?
Correct. Yes, I already talked to my son. He's in. We're going to do it.
Hey, don't knock on the door. Don't even let me know you're here. I just want to walk outside at one point and be there.
Okay, but you have to leave that manual for me or else I can't do
I'll
it.
I'll do it as soon as the show's over.
Okay.
I'll do it as soon as the show's over.
And then a nice jug of lemonade would be nice.
I don't have any lemonade.
Sandwiches.
I don't have any sandwiches. Let's all just relax. Eddie said he would do it for my birthday there.
Bones. Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from New York City. The streets are deserted, so that means, it's time to play. This guy has a very rare Porsche, $100,000. He's going to go out and speed around the city. Driving about 100 miles an hour, boom, wrecks his Porsche.
Dang.
All caught on camera.
Oh, that's the worst part. Nah, I don't know. That sucks. It all sucks. All sucks kind of equally. All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So New York City has opened special centers just for the kids of healthcare workers and other essential people like grocery stores, utility departments, wow, postal services. I mean, think about it. Schools were canceled. So you have 1.1 million public school students that now have nowhere to go. And then a lot of parents that work on the front lines of this thing and their kids are just home. So now New York has put together different projects like stations for these, or I guess places for these kids to go, almost like a day camp of sorts. So that way their parents can go to work and not be worried about their kids.
Wow, wow, wow. Dang, that's awesome. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Listeners love this game. We played a couple days ago. Amy, I'm going to give you three people. Name the person whose cell phone number I don't have.
Okay.
Being in Nashville for the last, 7 years now, I've gotten to know a lot of country artists, become friends with a lot of country artists, which has been pretty crazy. So name the cell phone number I don't have, okay? Here are your options, and then you can talk it out. Vince Gill.
I still believe in you.
Clay Walker.
If I could make a living out of love.
be a millionaire in a week or two.
Or Billy Ray Cyrus.
Don't tell my heart, my achy, breaking heart.
So whose cell phone number do I not have? Talk it out, Amy.
I feel like when Billy Ray Cyrus was in last, he maybe wrote down his number and threw it at you and said something like, or maybe that was Billy Currington. Hold on.
Well, Billy Currington did say, hey, come to my place in Hawaii. Come spend the weekend.
Yeah, and he like jotted his number down and then threw it over to you. And he's like, come to Hawaii. But I still feel like Billy Ray wrote down his number for you because he wanted you to come out in case you needed to come out to his farm and chill out or something. So I think you have Billy Ray Cyrus. Also, gosh, I feel like I've texted with Clint Black before. He's texted you.
Clay Walker.
Maybe you're like, how did...
Different
oh, yeah,
person,
was it
Amy.
Clay Walker? Okay, hold on. Was it Clint Black that I'm thinking? I know that you got a text from a 90s cowboy hat wearing maybe black felt person, and you were like, how did they get my number? But now I don't remember which one it was. Oh, Vince Gill, that one, I don't know. The Opry, you're always at the Opry. He's always at the Opry. Y'all both care about the Opry. Like, it makes sense if y'all had calls about the Opry. Am I close?
Well, you never picked anybody. So I don't know. I don't know how close you are when you just talk about all of them.
It's hard. Okay. This is hard. For sure you have Billy Ray Cyrus. So it's really between
Clay Walker.
John Michael Montgomery.
Oh, my goodness.
Clay Walker and Vince Gill.
Clay Walker, Vince Gill.
By the way, this is the 90s country edition, by the way. All these people are 90s country artists, for
sure. Yeah. So, Clay Walker.
Whose cell phone number do I not have? Clay Walker or Vince Gill?
Come on, Amy.
You do not have... Oh, I think you have Clay Walker's. Only because I think he's the one that texted you. But that... You do not have Vince Gill's.
Ooh, she says I don't have Vince Gill's.
Vince Clay Walker!
First of all, if you don't mind, play me a little Billy Ray Cyrus, Raymundo.
Don't tell my heart, my
so, Billy and I are pretty cool. Billy Ray, BR. That he invited me over and, you know, we'll text a little bit. I do have his number. Billy Ray is always a super nice guy. Have his number.
Okay.
Vince Gill.
You have his number, don't you?
I see Vince a lot. We talk all the time. But I do not have his number, Amy. You are right.
Wow.
Yes.
I do have Clay Walker's number. Yeah, that's right. And that happened because I don't know how he got it. He just started texting me. And I was like, this is so cool. Clay Walker's texting me.
I know. Okay, see, so it was him.
Mm-hmm. Nice job. Another round of name the person, okay? Amy, name the person that I've never been in an elevator with, okay? Name the person I've never been in an elevator with. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Casey Musgraves. Ed Sheeran.
Don't when my love, that heart is
Prince.
Purple rain.
Which one have I...
Oh, I think you've been in... Okay.
Hold on. Right, let me reset it for the listeners. Okay. So you get excited over there. Which one have I not been in an elevator with? Casey Musgraves, Ed Sheeran, or Prince?
Okay. You for sure have been in an elevator with Prince because you were... You couldn't stop talking about how tiny he was, I think.
I'm not saying your story's true or not, by the way.
I know, but these are stories I have in my head.
Go ahead.
And I was right about the last one. Okay, so... I think that, yes, you once told a story about Prince, and you maybe, I don't know, bowed down to him on the elevator or something.
Well, that didn't happen, but okay, go ahead.
Then, gosh, Ed Sheeran and Casey Musgraves, that's a toss-up. I think that maybe you've been on an elevator with Ed Sheeran and not Casey.
What is your answer? Who have I not been in an elevator with?
Casey Musgraves.
Okay, I will start and go that I was in Austin. Eddie, what was that outdoor bar called? Do you remember?
Oh, the court, yeah, something courtyard. The Belmont, Belmont.
They were having a party there, and I got an elevator just to go up. I was like a random, and Prince was in the elevator with bodyguards. And I was like, who's the little guy? But it was Prince, and then they didn't want me even looking at him, really. So I was in an elevator with Prince accidentally. I've also been in an elevator at the iHeartRadio Music Awards in Los Angeles with Casey Musgraves.
Oh!
Oh! Yeah. Dang it!
And although I've spent a little time with Ed Sheeran, I've never been in an elevator with him. So you're one and one right now. Yeah, yeah. You missed the first one.
Okay.
You got the second one. One more round of Name the Person. Amy, this one should be pretty easy for you, okay? Name the person whose house I've never been to. This one should be easy for you. Name the person whose house I've never been to. Ready?
Ready.
Keith Urban.
I'm telling you, you don't need that guy.
Blake Shelton.
God's country.
I saw the light in
Jake Owen.
Okay.
There's some things about
you know
me
it
that
quick?
I can't change.
I'm in. Yeah. I'm in. Okay, you want to, and this is probably, it's not going to be what people think because you've known Jake the longest, but you have been to Keith and Nicole's home in Australia, of all places. I don't know that you've been to their Nashville home, maybe. I don't know, doesn't matter. I know you've been to their Australia home, so boom. Then, also, which is weird, by the way, saying that out loud. Isn't that weird?
It is weird.
Just because it's not even...
I know. Go ahead.
Like,
go
I'm
ahead.
Not saying that like it's normal. Yeah, I don't want people to think that we're normal by any means. I mean, we're not normal. So, okay. And then with Blake, I know that you went out to his ranch because you had to take a helicopter or something crazy. And that's that. I know that you were there. I can't, and I think Gwen was there and you got to meet her, maybe, I don't know. So it's got to be Jake Owen.
You're right. And I've known Jake longer than anybody else. I just haven't.
Yeah.
I've been invited a bunch of times, but he lives too far away. And I don't want to drive 45 minutes. He's got a real nice spread out there. So it's Jake. So I was in Australia. I'd never been before. I flew over and Keith's like, hey, Mike, you're here? Come over to the house. And so I went over to the house in Australia. I've also been to his house in Nashville. So... which is much closer, by the way. And yes, mm-hmm. I've been to Blake's
ranch.
I love
how you're like, Jake's invited me. It's too far. But I took a helicopter to Blake's, and I went to Australia to see Keith.
Yeah, but Jake's like, I got to drive, and I'm home. And yeah. Yeah, and I've been to Blake's ranch. And you're right, Gwen was there. It was a whole day and night. So there you go. Amy, you got two right and one wrong. That's a pretty fun game, though, huh?
It's super fun. I don't like getting that one wrong, though. But really, it was just a eeny, meeny, miny, mo on that one.
Yeah. You missed the
elevator. I mowed the wrong one.
Well, if you want to hear that whole segment, listen back on the podcast. If you want to hear it back. Maybe you are listening to the podcast. Just search Bobby Bones Show on demand. Bones. Amy, did you see Drake, the rapper, walk you through his house?
I didn't take the whole tour, but I did see that he was doing that, and he has some massive basketball court.
Well, he does have a full basketball court in his house, which is crazy. I guess it's not crazy because he has all the money he could ever want. But yeah, it's an awesome basketball court. Full basketball court. Because he has a new song called 2C Slide. Is that how you say it, Mike?
Yeah, 2C Slide.
I'm going to show you how to get it. It go right foot up, left foot slide, left foot.
Amy, you know that? I see you doing the dance over there.
Yeah, because Justin Bieber posted a video of him doing it. And then I started seeing everybody doing it after that.
Well, so in the music video, you see a little bit of his house. But so... he's on the cover of Architectural Digest. So here you go. It's a 50,000 square foot, they call it an ultra luxe pleasure dome. Well, that sounds dirty. No, they didn't mean it dirty, but some of the amenities have a regulation size NBA court, a 3,200 square foot master bedroom suite, a bespoke concert grand piano. Designed by Ferris Ruff. Listen, I don't know. I did see a clip too where how they had to get his marble bathtub up into his bathroom was by crane because it was too heavy and they couldn't get it up the stairs. Do you see that?
Wow. That's crazy.
I mean, in my house, I'm lucky if my ice maker works on my freezer sometimes. I'm trying to get one of those ice makers that do sonic ice.
Wait, that is amazing.
Do you have one of those?
No, I don't, but it would be amazing. You know, they make little, you know, this is the non-baller version. Like, I know what you mean. You want the one where you, like, pull it out of your cabinet drawer and there's all this sonic ice. But they do make these little ones. You could probably find it on Amazon, but you plug it in and you keep it on the kitchen counter. And it's about, I don't know, the size of your head. And it makes little batches of sonic ice.
Really?
It's pretty cheap. But that's a way to get, I mean, pretty much once you have a cup of something, you got to wait till it makes some more. But
well, if you still. Google Drake's house, you'll see the video. It's amazing. It doesn't even look real. It's like a fantasy land. Like that a human can have all this. It's like a fantasy land. And I'm not hating. I wish I had all that. There you go. We can go over to Eddie. Eddie, how you feeling over there?
I'm feeling good, man. What do you want? You want a Spanish word of the day?
How did you know?
It's about that time. It I figured about you that needed time. That Espanol.
All right, it's now time for producer Eddie's Spanish word of the day.
All right, today's a pretty easy one. I think you're going to get it as soon as I say it. The word of the day is cabeza. Bones, you know what that means?
Cabeza. If it's easy, Amy, do you know it?
Cabeza. Cabeza.
Come on, guys. I figured this would be a softball.
Give us a hint.
It's on your body.
Wiener.
No, bones.
What?
Cabeza?
Nipples.
Your mouth.
No. Okay.
Belly button.
I'll take
rectum.
It from here.
Rectum.
Bobby, it has to fit in a song.
Oh. Guys, the cabeza
rectum.
Is a head.
Oh, what?
Bones, it's a head.
But, oh.
A head.
Cabeza is head.
Okay. Are you saying Vesa or Bessa?
Cabeza. With a V, but you know, V's pronounced B. It's a whole other part of pronunciation Espanol.
Go ahead.
But cabeza's head, so let me use that in a sentence. Cabeza Carolina, tails California.
Would it be cabezas plural?
Gosh, Amy, just one-upped me on that one. Yes, that's right, Amy.
What?
Okay.
Yeah, because
it's heads Carolina, not one cabeza.
Oh, got it. Oh, I like that song, too. We should play that song, huh? Here it is.
Want to play it now?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, here it is. Cabezas Carolina. What's tails, Eddie?
Cola.
Cabezas, Carolina, Cola, California. On the Roberto Hueso Show. Hey! About to talk to our buddy Kip Moore. You may know Kip from his song, Something About a Truck. And there's something about a truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with a nice cold beer to her lips. Or maybe, let's play a little clip of Hey Pretty Girl, if you have that over there too. Hey pretty girl, it feels so right. Just like it's meant to be. His current single is called She's Mine from his new album. Here's a clip of that. Yeah, baby, she's in Vegas. At a table dealing blackjack. And it looks like Kip Moore's on right now.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Kip Moore.
Hey, dude, you still in the mountains?
Yeah, I mean, I actually just got off the cliff about 5 minutes ago.
Now, what does that mean, off the cliff? And how big is this cliff?
200 feet tops.
Are you climbing every day?
I'm waiting on my buddy Jeremy and Mary to get off, and then we're going to head back to the lodge.
Are you climbing every day? Are you ripped out of your skull right now? So many muscles just coming through every piece of clothing?
I'm just trying to be prepared when everything clears back up to play Eddie in basketball.
You're right.
He's going to have me down the post, so I got to be ready.
He's not. Kip, I played with Eddie about 2 weeks ago. My girlfriend used him down in the post, like abused him.
I'm 41 years old, guys. Give me a break.
Yeah. Bobby, just let me pump him up so that I can hustle him, okay? I got to get his confidence up. You know?
Kip's on with us. Hey, I saw that I've been seeing a lot of stuff about you, like, pop through the social media. First of all, let's talk about the new album, Wild World. May 29th, it's coming out, and you're still going to put this out regardless of what's going on, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the plan right now. We've just been rocking forward with everything. I spent a lot of time in between my surfing trips over the winter, like January and February. We did a lot of shooting. We pretty much shot acoustic videos for every single song, like 100%, like not like in the studio acoustic, but like 100% one mic in the Red River Gorge in Kentucky.
I saw too that you're learning Spanish. Is that true?
That's kind of been exaggerated a little bit. I've been trying, man. I'm pretty bad. I mean, I try to use that Duolingo every morning for a little bit, but I just can't seem to catch on with it.
Well, okay. Well, I was going to try.
I've definitely learned a few phrases. So, I'm definitely not good at like understanding it when I hear it.
If I give you the Spanish title of your own song, though, can you name your own song? For example.
Oh man, this is going to be terrible.
Dinero para cerveza.
Beer money.
Correct. Hola, niña linda.
That's Hey Pretty Girl.
Yes, nice. El Toro.
truck. Something about a truck.
No, the bull. El Toro.
Oh, the bull, man. I can't believe I just missed that.
Oh, man. But you're good. Like, you're up there solo, huh, pretty much? I know you're waiting on your friends, but, like, what's your living situation right now?
So, me and my really good buddy Jeremy, we built a lodge up here in the mountains. You know, the crazy thing was about 3 years ago when we decided to do it, we were talking about if like crap hit the fan and there was a big panic everywhere, this would be a good place to like get to, because it's out in the middle of nowhere and the rock climbing is amazing. We try to live off the grid out here. We're building like a big garden and a generator and all that stuff. And we got guns to hunt, all that stuff. So, I mean, it's like we're definitely off the grid. But I'm good. I've been social distancing for a long time, man. I mean, I feel good in the solitude. So, but you definitely feel the weight. I mean, I'm aware of how serious it is for a lot of people. So I'm not completely like checked out from society in that sense.
It says you signed over 4,000 limited edition autograph packages for the Wild World album, but the first batch sold out. Holy crap. Are you going to put more up on the website?
All three batches have sold out of the physical copy. It's kind of crazy. It's the most physical copy we've ever sold. The record label is kind of freaking out over it too. There's been like over 3,000 vinyls sold, like over 2,000 CDs. It's crazy. So I'm going to do one more round of like 2,000, I think.
Hey, kitmore.net if you want to get that. The new song is She's Mine, and hopefully the record, May 29th. He's saying it's going to happen. I believe him. I hope you're happy. I hope you're safe and healthy, Kip. It's good to hear from you, man.
I'm still waiting for you guys to get up here. I told you I'd take you climbing, so I'm ready.
I'm all right. Like, I like you. I don't like climbing. And that's here's what I – Kip, I did this that Bear Grylls show, and I went to
– Norway.
Norway. Oh, I went to northern Norway, and I went off a cliff that was like 400 feet with a rope tied to a tree. And I was underneath a waterfall, and I was cold and wet and scared. And Kip, I'm going to tell you, I thought about you for a second, and I thought, I'm never doing this again, not even with Kip.
Wait a minute. So you did the Bear Grylls show?
Yeah, in Norway.
Oh, it's like one of my favorites, man. That show, I got a guilty pleasure with that. Well, not a guilty pleasure with that. I got a guilty pleasure with Naked and Afraid. But Bear Grylls, that is incredible, man. Like that guy, I mean, I watched him kill like a wild boar one day. It was the wildest thing I've ever seen. But
he's awesome. If you get back in civilization and you have a Hulu, you can watch my episode from last season. But I'm telling you the truth. As I was going down, I thought about you for a split second. And I was like, he's out of his mind if I'm ever doing this again.
No, I'm gonna get you out here. I'll keep you on 50 feet tops.
All right, Kip. Good to talk to you, my friend.
Hey, you too.
All right, see you, Kip. Bye bye. Over to Amy with the morning corny. Here we go.
The morning corny.
What kind of stories do rabbits like best?
What kind of stories do rabbits like best?
Ones with hoppy endings.
That was the morning corny.
Easter joke, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, today is Good Friday. Sunday is Easter. So I thought it'd be the perfect time for a little easy Bible trivia. Now, Amy, Lunchbox, our video producer, Eddie, are all playing here.
Woo!
If I were... Yes. You know, putting the odds on this one, like Amy's the heavy favorite, right?
Oh.
I know, but I'm horrible at trivia.
I know, but you're the heavy favorite here. I think if I was in this, it'd be different. I think we'd be probably both favored pretty well. But I think of the competitors today, I think you're the heavy favorite. But let's give it a run and see what happens. Easy Bible trivia. Amy, are you ready for the first question?
Ready.
In what city was Jesus born?
Bethlehem.
Correct. Lunchbox. Who was
Jesus? I'm Catholic.
Who was Jesus' human mother?
Come on, man.
I mean, let me go back to my Catholic roots, St. Albert the Great. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, that doesn't tell me. How about, is Mary a name? Mary, we'll go with Mary.
Mary is correct. Eddie.
Come on.
Who baptized Jesus?
Well, John the Baptist?
Correct.
No way! Yeah! That's what I'm talking about!
Wow!
Amy, you're so far. Like, the favorite. There's never been a game you've been more of a favorite in.
Ugh.
Even if the
okay,
game
don't
were
say
no,
that.
Okay,
don't
okay.
say that!
Okay. Amy, where did Joseph, Mary, and Jesus live?
Uh-oh. Gosh.
It's the address, right, Bones?
No.
1600 Pencil.
Okay, he was born in Bethlehem. Mm-hmm. Jesus of Nazareth. They... I can't.
Amy,
but
where
he,
did... Where
they
did,
didn't live it...
I need an answer.
Right? Is that right?
I don't know. Where did Joseph, Mary, and Jesus live?
Nazareth.
Correct.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man, I had no idea.
It's just
the Vatican.
So hard.
The Vatican.
That's the Pope.
Hey, Lunchbox.
Yep.
How many days and nights did it rain when Noah was on the ark?
Didn't know it rained when he was on the ark.
That's the whole point.
What? It's an ark.
That's why he built it.
Oh. Is that why we have Lent? Is that why we go that long without doing things? How many days is Lent? Oh, man. I think there was a movie called 40 Days, 40 Nights, so I'm going to go with 40.
That is correct. Eddie.
Come on, Bones.
Oh, I can't ask this question because the question's too easy because it just gave you the answer in the last one. This doesn't count as your question. Who did God tell to build an ark?
Noah.
Correct. That's not yours, by the way.
Okay.
Ready? How many disciples did Jesus choose, Eddie?
Oh, my gosh. Let me do a visual of the Last Supper where he had all his people around him. Peter. Paul.
You're not going to name them all.
John. Ringo. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to go... I don't know. 12.
Correct.
Ah!
Are you guys playing possum a little bit?
No!
I am honestly not playing possum.
Come on.
My mom is not happy with me right now.
You know when you're under pressure, you second guess everything that comes in your head.
Okay, back over to Amy. Amy, how many days did God take to create the world?
7.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Amy, on the 7th, he rested. The answer is 6.
Well, that's still part of it. That's what I thought. But there, I knew that on the 7th day there was rest. Like, on the 8th
day of Christmas.
I was thinking of it as 7 days are mentioned. Not that...
Down goes
Fraser. That was kind of a trick question.
Hey, let's go to Mike D, fact checker, writer. Mike D.
Because they're on the 7th day, there's something.
Just because
you're yelling,
it doesn't mean you're more right.
Okay, I won't yell.
Amy, Mike D.
If you look it up, it says 6.
Okay. Nice. Amy, it took 6 days to create the world, and on the 7th day, he rested. Wow. Wow. Wow.
We're in shock, Amy.
You better hope
Why are
that
you
all,
in shock?
These other two miss it and you get back in it. Wow.
Okay, please miss it. So
Whoa,
I can
don't
get back
cheer
in.
Against my religion stuff.
Wait, you okay. are just. Okay.
Come on.
Hey, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Name one of Adam and Eve's 3 sons listed in the Bible.
They had 3 sons? You know, Adam and Eve, the garden. Eat that apple that they're not supposed to, so they get kicked out. And when they get kicked out, they have Abraham.
Ooh.
Incorrect. You could have went with Cain. Amy, do you know the other two?
Cain, Abel.
Oh, Cain and Abel are her kids? They have a bar in Austin named that. Dang it. So who's dumb. The other one?
Seth.
What? I knew a
he
Seth.
He kind of is like the other Peyton Manning brother.
what's his name?
Bones? Cooper.
Cooper.
Dang, Cain and Abel. In there.
Yeah.
There's Eli, Peyton, and Cooper.
Yeah, and then the other one.
Hey, Eddie, if you get this, you win.
Come on, Bones.
Oh, my gosh. If you don't, I'm back in it.
That's right. Hey, Eddie, through what did God speak to Moses in the desert?
Oh. Pfft.
What, Amy? What?
You're going to get it.
I mean, I don't know if this is the Bible or Three Amigos.
Okay.
But I want to say
Hold on.
Yeah, I was
talking to Scuba Steve because Scuba Steve was asking about, you know, working and Easter. And I was like, here's the thing with Eddie and Lunchbox. They're going to act like they're super religious when you ask them when it comes to having days off and stuff. But they're not going to know crap in real life. And hey, Scuba Steve, you're over there, right, on the microphone?
I'm here. Yeah, what's up?
Okay, now that you hear this happening in real time, because Lunchbox will come and ask for religious holidays off when he's not religious at all.
Like Ash Wednesday, I still showed up for work.
With no ash on his forehead.
Yeah, that's true.
Eddie.
Come on, Bones.
Through what did God speak to Moses in the desert?
It's the bush. See, in Three Amigos, it's the singing bush, but I think it's the burning bush.
It is the burning bush. There it is. Okay. Our winner. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Yes. Hey, so now I can have all my holidays off, right?
You've earned it, Eddie, because you are now. Wow. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you.
You win all the time. Wow.
Y'all have a great Easter, too, please.
Amen.
All right.
Good job.
Thank you.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So if you're at home looking to make some extra money, CableTV.com is offering 5 people up to $2,000 to binge watch popular shows and then just share their thoughts on social media. So I have the details on the dream job. Pretty much you just need to go to CableTV.com. And if you get picked, you just have to be 18 or older, but no other prerequisites other than that. Well, I guess you have to have a way to watch the stuff and you get paid depending on what you watch. And I have like how much money you'll get depending on the show.
I bet you if you watch a show like The West Wing, you get $1 billion. You watch it. They just dump the money truck on you. Okay, go ahead. Give me some shows.
So The Walking Dead, per show, $20.24.
Oh, so you're saying, okay, you get $2,000 period for the whole thing, but now you're breaking it down per show.
So these are your hourly rates per show.
Got it.
Okay, Friends, $24. The Office, $27.02. But then, get this, The Marvelous Miss Maisel, like a newer show that's what, on Amazon, you get $104.26 an hour.
Because there aren't as many episodes. Like, you're making $2,000 regardless.
Thank you for clarifying that for me. I was like, why is that one worth way more than Fresh Prince?
Only because there are less episodes. And I watched The Marvelous Miss Maisel. Well, sort of. I started it, and I watched 2 episodes, and I was like, I guess I don't get it. Like, I'm not smart enough to think this is a good show. And then I was describing to my friend what had happened. He goes, oh, you started it on season 3, you dummy. So, of course I didn't get it. It was too. But I am in Ozark. We are about episode five of season 2.
Okay.
Just kind of rolling through it.
You're making your way. And then when you get to season 3, I can't wait. Because I really feel like season 3 is better than season 2.
I'm enjoying it. I hate that I got off of it earlier. I guess it just wasn't the right season for me when I was watching it last time. Mm-hmm. All right, what else you got?
Well, Tom Brady is putting out there that he had to cut down on football activities because Giselle wasn't happy. And she wrote him a note and kind of expressed, you know, what she was feeling about him making football a priority and everything. Everything was always football, and she would take care of the home and the children and all this. And then when football season would end, he would have to do training and other business ventures. And so she had to write him a note saying, whoa, When do I get time for stuff I want to focus on? You need to take over the house stuff so that I can go focus until your next football season. And he said he keeps the letter that she wrote him in a drawer. And anytime he needs to pull it out and read it, it's a good reminder for him that things need to change and he needs to do his part and relationships evolve over time.
The letter thing hits me a little funny. Why not just tell him?
Maybe she just felt better writing down her thoughts. And then also, I think it's actually good that he has it to refer back to. Mm. When you refer back to a conversation in your head, you might hear it differently.
Not me. I hear it exactly as I heard it wrongly the first time. All right, what else?
Yeah, so Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard have launched a virtual camp for kids, and it's through their company, Hello Bello, and the virtual camp lives on Hello Bello's Instagram page, and they've got camp stuff for kids. So there's a schedule, different activities, and moms can just go there for story times, crafting lessons, sing-alongs, and more. And it's all free. And they're actually looking for camp counselors to fill up their schedule. So you can check out information at Hello Bello is the Instagram, and maybe you could be a counselor, or maybe you're a mom or a dad that wants to take advantage of this camp.
All right, there you go. Thank you very much, Amy.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
See, Todd Chrisley has coronavirus?
Oh, no, I didn't. Wow.
And he guest hosted for Lunchbox when Lunchbox was on paternity leave. Does that mean we have it?
Ooh, no, it doesn't. But we were very close to him when we took a picture.
Yeah, but that had to be before corona, right? That was pre-corona.
That was right when corona was starting.
Todd Chrisley is recovering after testing positive for COVID-19. The businessman and Chrisley Knows Best star revealed the news on their podcast. He said he's been battling the coronavirus for 3 weeks and was in the hospital for 4 days. Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, get better, Todd. That stinks. I didn't even know until I saw it on the news. I got a couple stories, just to do quick updates. First update is Lunchbox did finally pay the listener. Just to see, he wants to set the record straight. He didn't forever. The listener who lost his job, and the listener didn't ask for money, but we were like, oh, you're down. We'll help you out a little bit. Everybody committed to money. Lunchbox was like, okay, fine, I'll give him some money. But he never paid him. And so, Lunchbox, your update is?
I paid the guy. I had to go to my wife, and she had to download Venmo on her phone. I had to log into my account, and I sent the guy $100, and I got a lot of backlash on social media telling me how ungrateful and how rude it was of me, and I'm a pig for not paying him. I paid him, so back off and tell me how great I am, because I gave him $100 now.
But that's not the point of it, is to hear how great you are. The point of it is just to help somebody out.
You didn't have to do it. Yeah.
Right, I didn't have to. So that's what I'm saying. They didn't need to call me a pig.
No, you committed to it on the air, then you never paid him.
Yeah, I was having phone problems. I had to go alternate source to get the app.
I feel like I had a couple other things. You want to do the video game minute real quick before we wrap this segment up?
Yeah.
Knowing in real life nobody wants this segment, but here it is, the video game minute. I have Twitch now, which you can watch me play video games, Amy. All you have to do is get the app, and you can watch, or even online, if you want to watch my video games. My name is The Bobby Bones Show. Because somebody had Mr. Bobby Bones, and somebody had Bobby Bones Show, so I am The Bobby Bones Show on Twitch. You can watch me play NBA, trivia, Call of Duty a little bit, almost no, but just a little bit of Fortnite, all right there, Amy. Just watch it on Twitch. There you go.
Wow, you just made some people's dreams come true.
I don't know about that, because I'm kind of terrible at it. All right, that's your video game minute. Thank you very much, everybody. Play that again. For you parents out there, the perfect activity to keep your kids busy for 45 minutes is a treasure hunt.
I think I've seen some parents doing that online. You can like set stuff up around the house and you hide it real good, and then you send them on a hunt.
Treasure hunts are pretty easy to throw together before the kids wake up, and depending on how many items you hide, it could last a while. So they say if you're tired of the kids, you can treasure hunt it.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A Florida firefighter received a heartwarming surprise from his crew while he was hospitalized with coronavirus. The firefighter, who is recovering at the hospital with complications due to COVID-19, received the unexpected get well soon visit from his team at Miami-Dade Fire Rescue Station 36. The crew drove to the hospital in their fire truck. They raised the ladder to the hospital's fourth floor window, and they held up a big get well soon card that read, "Your new firehouse." That's pretty cool that they got the ladder into
it. Love it.
Yeah. Because you know they're all alone up there. Because no one can come in. And even the doctors and nurses that come in are covered like a intel man. Like the intel suit. You know I'm talking about? I say intel? The old commercials? Amy doesn't. Eddie, you do, right?
I do remember that, yeah.
It's like somebody in a hazmat suit. That's all.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I should have said hazmat. Intel's maybe a little too dated for you. Amy, you're so much younger than I am. You're a year younger, so you probably don't remember.
I know. Yeah, yeah. That year. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I love that story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's do Flashback Friday here on the show. Hit me with that Raymundo, please.
Flashback Friday.
All right, 20 years ago, on this day in 2000, the biggest country song. Amy, do you know the song The Best Day from George Strait?
Yeah. The best, yes, I could sing it for you.
Would you pull that music down,
Raymundo? I can't because that other music is playing in my ear. The best day. I do.
I mean, that sounds like no song ever.
The best day of my life.
The best thing
ever. No. That's not it. Oh. No. Is that what I'm singing?
No, go ahead. Try one more time.
No. The best day of my life.
Okay, let's see. Let's see if that matches.
Just give me a hint.
No hints. Raymundo, let's see if it matches.
This could be the best day of my life.
Oh, yeah. Bam!
Do you think that matched, Eddie?
Yes! No. I just said best day of my life.
You said the name of the song I gave you.
No, you called it best day.
Amy,
the best day.
Amy,
said the best day of my life.
Amy.
I said that.
It's Good Friday. Easter is Sunday. Do you want to lie on this weekend? You tell me the truth.
I'm not lying.
You tell me if you knew it.
You never. I know it.
Okay.
I didn't.
I'll give you the point.
I said of my life, and you never did. And then what did George just say? He just said the same thing
I said. I'll give you the point, but just know, Jesus is watching extra close. So are you sure you want to take that point?
I swear on all the things.
Okay.
Give me the point.
Okay,
I know
you can have the point.
The
there are no points, and you don't win anything, but okay.
How did you not hear that?
Here's Destiny's Child, Say My Name. This is the biggest song from 2000, pop. And the biggest thing in pop culture in 2000, SNL aired their now classic More Cowbell skit featuring Will Ferrell, Christopher Walken, Jimmy Fallon, and here is a clip from SNL.
Guess what? I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
There you go. That's
so good.
That's today. Amy, what's going on this weekend?
I'm looking forward to Saturday. Like, that'll be awesome. And then Easter on Sunday. Like, we'll still do church from the house. And we have some FaceTimes or video chats scheduled with the grandparents so that they can be involved. I don't know. I'm trying to set up a virtual egg hunt.
Boy, how terrible does that sound?
No.
I would rather do no egg hunt at all than a virtual egg hunt. Because what's in the egg?
No, silly. The kids, I'll hide the eggs and the kids will go find them, but their grandparents will be on virtually with them, helping them go around the house.
Got it.
Like saying, hey,
go
look behind.
Well, that's different than a virtual egg hunt. That's a real egg hunt with virtual grandparents.
Well, whatever you want to call it. I'm trying to work on that, but I've got to go to Target at some point today or find a way to get like Easter egg thingies, which I have to go to Target for my dad today anyway, so I feel like I'll just be safe and sanitize and go get it all and try to make Easter as fun as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And what about you?
Pretty much same as you. I'm just going to follow Caitlin's lead. She's not able to be home and go to her church and do everything that she wants to do. So I'm just going to kind of follow her lead at she wants to do, because we're not leaving the house, obviously. So we'll just kind of see what happens here. I don't know, but I'll talk with her afterward and be like, hey, what do you want to do? What's the Easter plan? Hopefully she'll wear an Easter dress around the house.
Oh. Yeah.
There is no Easter dress. There's no. She only has like six shirts here. Remember when she came here, she just brought one suitcase to come for a week, and then she was pretty much stuck here. But yeah, that's pretty much the plan. I think she wants to build a garden in the backyard tomorrow, and she wants me to go weed it.
Yeah.
So
I got stuff for my kids to plant too. So
like what?
Some cilantro.
You got
tomatoes.
Them to plant stuff for you, not for them. Because no kid wants to plant cilantro.
No, it's stuff they can nurture and grow.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just in the little individual pots. My husband picked stuff up that was outside at Home Depot. And then we're going to do a little gardening too. So maybe we can virtually connect with y'all over our gardening.
Nice. If you want to go back and hear today's show, well, we got a lot of stuff. We had Kip Moore on. Somebody said we should never, ever shake hands again. and you can hear that in the podcast. Somebody that I really respect said, hey, we should never shake hands again. I thought that was pretty cool. We played the game of what celebrity were I, like, for example, one of the questions was, name the person's cell phone number I don't have. And I gave you three options. And so we played that. It's a pretty good show. So go check out the podcast today. Just search for Bobby Bones Show on demand, wherever you listen to your podcast, and hope you have a good weekend. All right, I think that's it for now. We'll see you guys on Monday. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.